The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. We subscribe to 5, and we also occasionally get a supplement that's something extra and different. And I think I have something from one of those today. Let's begin with this from Woman's World, TAP Post-Holiday Savings. Heads up, bargain lovers, now's the time to find great deals at your favorite stores. That's because in January, nearly 1 in 3 holiday gift recipients return or exchange their presents. As a result, shelves at Best Buy, Target, Walmart, and other retailers brim with discounted open box merchandise. So if you've had your eye on an air fryer, a robo vacuum, headphones, or another item, you might snap it up for 25 to 50% less. To spot these treasures, check clearance aisles when shopping in person and peek at each store's outlet page when browsing online. Also smart, visit ebay.com, that's ebay.com, where people sell non-returnable presents for a fraction of their original cost. A real-life health fix? Breathing freed me from anxiety. Plagued by constant stress and worry, Monique Lawner began having issues with her digestive system and losing sleep until she discovered a simple and natural way to bring on calm. "Now stress is upsetting my stomach," Monique Lawner, 60, thought. "Something has to change. I can't keep going on like this." Monique had been struggling with anxiety since her 20s, and as she got older, it was fueled by marital troubles and long hours as a big city event planner. She started experiencing sleepless nights, tossing and turning in a cycle of worry that left her exhausted the next day. She loved her job and didn't want to risk losing it, so Monique tried NyQuil, Valium, and having a nightcap. To her frustration, none worked and actually made her feel worse. When her anxiety got so bad that it began causing digestive pain, Monique became determined to find a natural and permanent solution. After relaying her concerns, a friend suggested Monique try yoga. Monique was stunned by how good she felt after her first class. "The mental reset is amazing," she thought, walking out of the studio feeling refreshed. Soon she was practicing daily and discovered yogic breathwork, or pranayama, intentional breathing that calms the nervous system, improves focus, and restores balance. By slowing and deepening the breath, pranayama activates the vagus nerve, which tells the body it's safe. This shifts the autonomic nervous system away from fight or flight and into parasympathetic rest and digest state. Research shows this not only reduces cortisol and heart rate, but also improves digestion and mental clarity. Monique began relying on two techniques, belly breathing and alternate nostril breathing. With belly breathing, she sits or lies down, so her stomach rises on each inhale and relaxes on the exhale, signaling to the body that all is well. Alternate nostril breathing involves inhaling and exhaling through one nostril while closing the other, then switching sides and continuing that pattern for 5 minutes. Shocked, Monique realized the results were better than any pill. Her mind quieted, her stomach settled, and the anxiety eased. Now, whenever she feels stress building, Monique takes 5 minutes to breathe, and the relief is immediate. "I no longer pile on worrisome thoughts," she beams, "and it's free to adjust my mental state." And 3 powerful benefits of deep breathing. 1, sharpens the brain. Scientific reports find that people who practiced mindful breathing for 40 minutes a week improved focus and short-term memory by lowering stress hormones, letting the brain store information more easily. It also lowers blood pressure. Mindful breathing helps relax blood vessels, easing strain on the heart. Research in Frontiers in Physiology reports that people with high blood pressure who practiced it daily experienced a significant drop. And it boosts immunity. A PNAS study revealed that just 10 days of daily breathwork boosted anti-inflammatory signals, helping calm the type of immune response that can make flu-like symptoms more severe. And it's free. Our happy community, a surprising key to resolution success. To spur momentum on your 2026 goals and guarantee progress, experts suggest habit stacking. If your goal is to create a gratitude ritual, attach it to something you already do daily, suggests holistic health psychologist Supatra Tovar, PhD. You might tell yourself, after I pour my morning coffee, I'll think of 5 things I'm grateful for. This helps your habit stick because you're adding it to something you already enjoy doing. For more easy tips, you can go to womansworld.com/resolutions. That's womansworld.com/resolutions. From Good Housekeeping, we have a 4-part series, Feel Better This Week. I will read just one of the parts, and I'll save the next 3 for the next 3 episodes of this program. Forget lofty resolutions that never seem to stick. Each week, zero in on one area of your well-being and take one small daily step toward feeling stronger, calmer, and more energized. These simple, expert-backed habits, spanning nutrition, sleep, exercise, and stress, will add up faster than you think. So for week 1, if your focus is sleep, day 1, bathe before bed. About 75 to 90 minutes before you plan to go to bed, soak in a warm tub or stand in a steamy shower for a bit. The warm water initially raises your body temperature, and then as the water cools down or you get out, that helps promote sleep onset, says Sarah Silverman, a behavioral sleep medicine specialist. Research suggests you sleep more soundly when your body's allowed to cool down slightly during the night, so don't keep your bedroom too warm. Day 2, try amber lighting. Consider switching to an orange or red-toned light bulb in a lamp or two. These colors are less mentally stimulating than white and can trigger natural melatonin production, says Silverman. You can also look for color-changing bulbs which connect with an app that lets you choose their color, or try a salt lamp with an amber glow. Also, turn smartphone, laptop, and tablet screens to a nighttime setting that dims them to a yellowish hue, and stop using them about an hour before you want to sleep. Day 3. Toss old pillows. You should replace your pillow at least every 2 years, as it can harbor dust mites, pet dander, dead skin cells, and mold, all of which can trigger allergy symptoms that may lead to poor sleep. Plus, a pillow that has lost its shape or become lumpy can increase your risk of developing neck, shoulder, or upper back pain. Day 4, lean on lavender. Often used in aromatherapy to help calm the mind and ease stress, lavender may also help you drift off, says sleep specialist Raj Dasgupta, MD. Try using lavender oil in a diffuser or dabbing some on your wrists. If you're sensitive to the smell or your skin is easily irritated, consider drinking a cup of lavender tea as you're winding down. And day 5, picture yourself on the beach. A short nature meditation before bed can help create peaceful feelings that may help you lull you to sleep. Close your eyes and spend a moment visualizing a calming, pleasant environment, such as a forest, a beach, or a mountain scene. Focus on slowing your breathing as you immerse yourself in the imagined picture, thinking about your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, and feel? A new album out, Sing Along with Lucinda Williams. January 23rd, 3-time Grammy Award-winning singer and songwriter Lucinda Williams shares her talents once again with the highly anticipated release of her latest studio album, World's Gone Wrong. The powerful 10-track album contains a mix of soul-stirring originals and a can't-miss cover of Bob Marley's So Much Trouble in the World. Williams also features special guests Mavis Staples, Brittany Spencer, and Norah Jones. Listen to the album on Apple Music, YouTube Music, or Amazon Music. From a supplement that we received called Breast Health, Reclaiming Life After Breast Cancer, A Personalized Path to Survivorship. Completing breast cancer treatment is a milestone filled with both relief and uncertainty, highlighting the need for personal survivorship care. Completing breast cancer treatment marks a profound milestone, one that deserves celebration. Yet for many survivors, the moment the final treatment ends can also bring new uncertainty. Questions arise, what now? Who helps me manage the next phase? Survivorship is not simply the absence of disease. It's a lifelong process of healing, monitoring, and rediscovering confidence. As the nation's leading voice in breast health, the National Consortium of Breast Centers, or NCBC, emphasizes that survivorship care must be as individualized and intentional as the treatment itself. No two breast cancer journeys are the same. Survivors educated about their ongoing care plan experience enhancement in their outcomes based on their medical history, genetic risk, treatment type, and personal goals for recovery. A comprehensive survivorship plan can include guidance for follow-up visits, surveillance for recurrence, and proactive management of long-term side effects such as fatigue, neuropathy, or lymphedema. Equally important is coordination, ensuring that primary care providers, oncologists, navigators, and specialists communicate seamlessly. Survivors should maintain open communication with their providers to seek support. Empowerment begins when survivors understand their roadmap forward. Empowering through knowledge and support. Information is one of the most powerful tools in recovery. When patients understand their treatment history and risk factors, they can take an active role in managing their health. Survivorship education through trusted healthcare teams, certified accredited navigators, and evidence-based resources helps reduce fear and foster confidence. At NCBC, we see every day how open communication and patient education transform outcomes. Survivors who ask questions, voice concerns, and stay engaged with their care teams experience fewer complications and more peace of mind. Knowledge truly is healing. And whole person wellness. Cancer changes a person far beyond the physical. Emotional well-being, social connection, and self-image are equally essential to full recovery. It's common to feel anxious about recurrence or unsure how to return to normal life. Whole person wellness acknowledges these realities and offers compassionate, practical support. Integrative approaches such as exercise, nutrition, mindfulness, and counseling help survivors rebuild strength and purpose. Community programs and survivor networks create safe spaces to share experiences and find encouragement. Many survivors discover new meaning through advocacy and giving back, inspiring others who are still in treatment. Survivorship is not a final chapter. It's a continuation of your story, one guided by resilience, self-awareness, and hope. With the right plan, education, and support, every survivor can move forward with confidence, knowing they are not alone. A couple of book recommendations. A Twisty Dark Academia piece. An Elite School, Spellbinding Magic, Sinister Danger. This riveting tale by Camilla Cole, C-O-L-E, has all this and more. The book, An Arcane Inheritance. The story follows student Ellery Morgan, who's determined to prove her place at Warren University, an Ivy League school with a history of dark secrets. As she settles in, she can't shake a mysterious sense of deja vu. Can broody legacy student Hudson Graves help uncover secrets to Ellery's past? And a small town romance. Fans of rom-coms like Sweet Home Alabama will swoon over The Book in Your Dreams by New York Times best-selling author Sarah Adams. Madison Walker left Rome, Kentucky to follow her culinary dreams in New York. Then she's offered a job as head chef at a new farm-to-table restaurant in her hometown, and she decides to take it. But the offer comes from her brother's best friend, James Huxley. As they team up, unexpected sparks fly. And Good Housekeeping's seal star of the month is Bedsure Cozy Bedding. This chic textured duvet set is comfortable and durable. It's the Bedsure Gentle Soft Cotton Waffle Weave Duvet Cover Set. $100 for queen size on Amazon. Why it earned the Good Housekeeping seal? Our textile experts gave this cotton cover set top scores for washability without shrinkage, and they love the waffle texture. Gives it an elevated look. The duvet cover and both pillow shams are topped with an eye-catching waffle weave material that adds thickness and texture. The bottom layer of each is made of a flat woven material that is smooth and soft. Bedsure uses 100% cotton, which makes the set breathable and helps users maintain a comfortable body temperature overnight. Plus, testers said the airy waffle weave fabric had a plush, cloud-like feel. Even after repeated washes, the duvet cover and shams looked like new and retained their shape without extensive stretching or shrinking. Our home testers appreciated that the waffle weave material didn't snag. And a hassle-free design, the duvet cover has 8 inner ties and earned top marks for being easy to attach to a comforter or duvet insert in lab tests. Testers said the comforter didn't shift around at night and that pillows stayed snug inside their shams. Good Housekeeping offers tips for getting the most from your robot vacuum. There are 3. First, prepare your floors. A cleaning robot makes and stores a map of your home to plan its route. While many can avoid and detect and avoid obstacles, we still recommend removing stray clothing or toys from the floor and pushing in dining and desk chairs. Items like cords can become tangled in the wheels of the vacuum, and excess furniture will limit the floor space a robot can reach. Don't forget to open the door to any additional room you want the vacuum to clean. 2. Explore the app. It's usually possible to operate a robot solely with the buttons on its dock, but we don't recommend that. If you don't pair yours to its app, you'll miss out on some of its best features. The app is often the only way to access helpful tools like scheduling, adjusting suction levels, and creating zones that are off limits. Some combo models require use of an app to switch between vacuuming and wet mopping. And maintain your machine. To get the ideal cleaning performance, be sure to do regular checkups. A self-emptying model can store several weeks' worth of dust in its dock, but a basic model should be emptied after every run. For the best navigation, keep sensors free of dust and fingerprints, and update the app regularly. With a combo unit, check and refill or empty the water tanks as needed. Remove the mop pad to be sure it's clean and dry between sessions. And we move on to a couple of recipes. I do try to keep these on the simpler side and the quicker side because everybody's busy. First, from Woman's World, creamy broccoli soup. We've got good soup weather going on, don't we? We need 3 tablespoons avocado oil, 1 6-ounce potato peeled and chopped, 1 onion chopped, 8 cups of broccoli florets plus 1 cup of large florets, 4.5 cups lower sodium chicken broth, 1/4 cup sliced almonds, 1/2 cup parsley leaves, and 1/2 cup almond milk. In a pot, heat oil, potato, and onion over medium heat. Cook 8 minutes. Add broccoli, broth, and salt. Reduce heat to medium-low. Cover and cook 20 minutes. Meanwhile, toast the almonds in a dry skillet 3 minutes and reserve. Remove and reserve the large florets of broccoli. Add parsley to the pot. In a blender, puree the soup and return to the pot. Add the almond milk. Heat through. Divide among bowls. Top with reserved florets and the almonds. This serves 4, and it's rich in calcium, which keeps muscles and nerves strong. And it's good for your bones. From Woman's Day, sheet pan salmon with artichokes, chickpeas, and spinach. Active and total time are both only 15 minutes, and this serves 4. We need 1 12-ounce bag of frozen artichokes, thawed, 1 13.5-ounce can of chickpeas, drained, 3 cloves of garlic, roughly chopped, 4 tablespoons olive oil, divided, kosher salt and pepper, 4 6-ounce skin-on salmon fillets, 5 cups baby spinach, 2 tablespoons toasted pine nuts chopped, 1/2 cup of basil leaves roughly chopped, and lemon wedges for serving. Set oven rack 2 inches from the broiler and heat on high. On a large rimmed baking sheet, toss the artichokes, chickpeas, garlic, 3 tablespoons of the oil, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Brush salmon with the remaining tablespoon of oil. Season with 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Nestle the fish in the chickpea mixture, skin side down, and broil until salmon is golden brown 8 to 10 minutes. Carefully remove the baking sheet, fold spinach into the veggies, and broil until wilted about 1 minute. Scatter pine nuts and basil on top and serve with lemon wedges. Well, that sounds like a full meal and comes together really quick. And we need something for dessert, of course. From Good Housekeeping, chocolate chunk cookies. Active time, 20 minutes. Total time is 55 plus chilling and cooling time. And this says it makes 28. We need 2 1/4 cups all-purpose flour. 1 teaspoon baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, 1 cup or 2 sticks unsalted butter melted and cooled, 3/4 cup firmly packed dark brown sugar, 3/4 cup granulated sugar, 1 large egg, 2 teaspoons pure vanilla extract, 4 ounces semi-sweet chocolate chopped, and 4 ounces bittersweet chocolate chopped, and flaky sea salt for sprinkling. So this is elevated to a more adult level of chocolate chip cookie. In a medium bowl, whisk together flour, baking soda, and kosher salt. In a large bowl, whisk together butter and both sugars until combined. Whisk in egg and vanilla until no streaks remain. Gradually add the flour mixture and, using rubber spatula, stir until just incorporated. Fold in both of the chocolates. Cover the bowl with plastic wrap and refrigerate at least an hour and for up to 5 days. Arrange racks in upper and lower thirds of oven and heat oven to 350 degrees. Line 2 baking sheets with parchment paper. Drop heaping 2 tablespoon scoops of dough onto the prepared sheets, spacing them 2 inches apart. Sprinkle tops with flaky sea salt. Bake, rotating sheets and swapping positions on racks halfway through, until just set and golden brown around the edges, 10 to 12 minutes. Let cookies cool on sheets for 5 minutes, then transfer to wire racks and let cool at least 10 minutes. And as I said, this makes 28 nice-sized cookies. And how about chai tea latte? Cinnamon sticks and cloves give this cold weather warmer, even deeper flavor. Now this makes 6 servings. Active time is 15 minutes. Total time is 30. We need 5 cups boiling water, 4 chai tea bags, 4 cups of milk, 1/2 cup of honey, 5 cinnamon sticks, 2 teaspoons whole cloves. In a 4-quart slow cooker, mix the boiling water and chai tea bags and cook on high for 15 minutes. Add milk, honey, cinnamon sticks, and the cloves. Stir to combine. Cook on high 2 to 3 hours. Remove and discard the tea bags, cinnamon, and cloves. Pour into heat-proof mugs. And an easy variation, make it vegan. You can swap in almond milk or coconut milk for the dairy milk, and then agave syrup for the honey. How about a snack? If you have an air fryer, from Woman's World, honey barbecue glazed wings. The homemade glaze comes together in minutes with only 4 ingredients. We need 1/2 cup of ketchup, 1/4 cup of honey, 3 tablespoons apple cider vinegar, 1 teaspoon of Worcestershire sauce, 3 pounds of chicken wings, tips removed and halved at the joint, 1 teaspoon smoked paprika, and 1 teaspoon garlic powder. Also, 1/2 teaspoon salt plus additional optional, and ranch dressing and chopped parsley also optional. This says it's going to serve 8. Active time is 20 minutes, total time 1 hour 20. Here's what we do. In pot, mix ketchup, honey, vinegar, Worcestershire sauce, and 2 tablespoons of water over medium heat. Bring to a boil. Reduce heat to low. Cook until thickened, 5 to 7 minutes. Remove from heat. Cool. Place wings in a large bowl. In a small bowl, combine smoked paprika, garlic powder, and 1/2 teaspoon salt. Sprinkle over the wings. Place crisper plate in the basket of a 7-quart air fryer. Coat with cooking spray. Place basket in the air fryer. Heat to 375. In 3 batches, place chicken wings in single layer in the basket. Air fry until cooked through and juices run clear, 15 to 20 minutes per batch, flipping halfway through the cooking. Brush with 1/3 of the sauce mixture. Air fry 2 minutes. Repeat with remaining wings and sauce. If desired, serve with ranch dressing and sprinkle with chopped parsley and additional salt. And how about, I had something little, here we go. Simple lemony chicken soup. 1 cup each diced celery and carrot. 1 quart chicken broth. 2 cups shredded cooked chicken breast. 1 1/2 cups cooked orzo. 1/4 teaspoon cracked black pepper. 2 eggs. 1/2 cup fresh lemon juice. 1 tablespoon chopped parsley and sliced lemon for garnish. Coat a large pot with cooking spray, add celery and carrot. Cook over medium 5 minutes. Stir in the broth. Bring to a boil, reduce heat and simmer for 2 minutes. Stir in chicken, orzo and pepper. Heat through. In a bowl, whisk eggs and juice. Whisking constantly, add the broth mixture to the egg mixture. Stir back into the pot. Add parsley and lemon, and this serves 4. When we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine, please join us next week. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. For comments or questions, the number is 919-832-5138. Please join us again next week. Bye now.